Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. A $20,000 reward is now being offered for information that could help police find a missing 5-year-old Cumberland County girl who authorities believe was kidnapped Monday afternoon from the city park in Bridgeton. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has the latest.
Cumberland County Prosecutor Jennifer Webb McCray announced the reward offered through her office, the FBI, and Newfield Bank. They're still looking for a light-skinned man, possibly Hispanic, who at first was considered the alleged kidnapper, but now...
We need to speak to this person and feel that he may have information that will greatly assist us in this investigation.
It's possible the getaway car may be a red van or an SUV. Philadelphia City Councilmember Kenyatta Johnson's under investigation, and now the city has hired outside legal help at taxpayers' expense. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
As far back as 2016, there have been reports the FBI is investigating land deals in Johnson's district. The councilman has steered several city-owned properties to a childhood friend at under market value. Developer Ori Fibush has sued Johnson in federal court, asserting he blocked land sales to Fibush and steered them to campaign donors.
The cases have prompted calls for reform of the city's land sale system. New Jersey State Senate President Steve Sweeney met with tobacco company executives to talk about the rise in vaping in young people. Meeting comes about a week after Governor Murphy formed a task force to look into the issue. Sweeney says he's ready to work with the governor, but...
Unfortunately, no one from the legislature was invited onto the task force. So we're doing our due diligence. They're doing their due diligence. The last meeting I saw, they were talking intergovernmentally. We're talking to the people that are involved in the industry.
Sweeney says company executives committed to providing ideas to address health and marketing concerns. Sweeney has called for an outright ban on vaping statewide. 37-year-old Daryl McMillan of Pottstown will spend at least 25 years in state prison. He admitted to killing his roommate, 41-year-old James Madison, in April. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
McMillan and Madison were arguing over money when it turned physical. Madison tried to get away by locking himself in the bathroom, according to prosecutor Richard Bradbury.
The bathroom door was heavily damaged, and when the officers arrived, they found that a PVC pipe of some kind had been kind of laid across it, which is consistent with the information we received from the witness that the defendant was the primary aggressor.
Pottstown police were nearby and were on the scene within a minute, but couldn't save Madison. His mother testified at the sentencing, saying his death has destroyed the family and nearly destroyed her. The Public Interest Law Center has filed complaints with the Philadelphia Commission on Human Relations against three landlords who they say refuse to rent to tenants because they want to pay rent with Section 8 vouchers. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg.
The Fair Practices Ordinance forbid landlords from discriminating against tenants based on their source of income, including if that income is rental assistance. But last year, the Urban Institute issued a report that shows that 67% of Philadelphia landlords discriminate in this fashion.
Lawyers with the Public Interest Law Center say Philadelphia has a systematic, widespread problem when it comes to what it calls source of income discrimination. Well, this Saturday is a special day for museum fans. It's the Smithsonian Magazine's Museum Day. There will be free admission to dozens of local venues, including the Independence Seaport Museum. Alexis Furlong from the museum says on a usual weekend, a couple hundred people will show up, but on a Smithsonian Museum Day, that triples.
The Smithsonian program is a great way for museums across the country to show solidarity and open our doors to serve our community.
You can find more information on our website, kywnewsradio.com. The three-block mall that used to be known as the Gallery officially reopened yesterday afternoon. KYW's Hadass Kuznets reports the 900,000 square feet of completely renovated space has been refurbished and renamed the Fashion District.
Shoppers finally got a first look inside. Their impression?
It was good. It's bananas.
I'll spend too much money here.
It's the stores, but at the same time, the renovation.
Just the cosmetic piece of it makes a difference for me.
Mayor Jim Kenney says the debut of the Fashion District brings 4,500 jobs to the area. What are the differences between the Fashion District and the Gallery?
Yeah, I think there's 21 different entrances as opposed to the two entrances we had before.
So far, the Fashion District is 60% full, 75 stores being announced so far, 129 expected to be open by the end of the year. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.